Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. Thank you for joining me today. Now, I get enough emails on this topic that I thought maybe we should talk about it here on the podcast. Some of you are asking a question that quietly haunts you, and that is, did God allow my child to die as punishment for something I did or didn't do? Now, let me say this loud and clear right at the beginning. No, God is not punishing you. Now, I can say that emphatically for several reasons. First of all, we have so many examples in Scripture that prove that suffering is not to be equated to punishment. Let's think about this. John the Baptist, he was beheaded in his 30s. Yet Jesus said in John chapter 14 that no prophet was greater than him. How about the blind man Jesus healed in John chapter 9? People wanted to know who sinned, his mother or his father, that made him be born blind. And what was Jesus' response? Neither. It wasn't because of sin. Even Job, whom God himself said was blameless, went through unthinkable suffering, including losing all 10 of his children in one fell swoop. And then how about Mary, the mother of Jesus, who watched her perfect, sinless son be executed on a cross? Mary wasn't being punished. So if suffering equals punishment, then why did Jesus suffer? His coming to earth, being brutally tortured and executed, a horrific, painful death, was totally pointless if God is still going to punish us anyway. Let me say it another way. If God is dishing out punishment through things like cancer or the death of a child, then Jesus' death on the cross was pointless. But it wasn't. Jesus died to take on all the punishment, every bit of it, for our past, our present, and our future. That is the gift of the cross. He paid the price. He took the punishment for us. Now, there are consequences for our actions, for sure. Speeding can get us a ticket or worse, as some of you unfortunately know. But things like poverty and sickness, now, poverty can be based on choices that we make, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's based on where you're born in the world. Sickness, suffering, they're all part of the human condition here on earth, and it happens to both the just and the unjust. Scripture tells us the rain falls on both the good and the evil. Another reason I can say with confidence that God did not allow your child to die as a way to punish you is that I think we would see people dropping dead all around us, wouldn't we? Because of their parents messing up and doing something really bad, so now God's going to punish the parent by letting their child die. I mean, people would be dying all over the place. A while back, I was watching a video with Eugene Peterson, who did the Bible translation of the Message Bible, and Bono of the group U2. It was fascinating to me, and one of the things Bono said was, God isn't a violent God, but the world is a violent place. Now, we cannot escape the effects of this world that is decaying around us in so many ways. I can guarantee that the death of your child was not God's punishment for something in your past. So, if you are carrying that burden of guilt, thinking the death of your child was your fault for some past sin, please drop that right now at the foot of the cross where it belongs and leave it there once and for all. Father God, help anyone who believes this lie of the enemy that you are punishing them for something they did which caused their child to die. Lord, I just release them of that right now in the name of Jesus. Now, since I mentioned guilt, let's talk about that as well. Guilt can come in so many forms. Maybe you feel guilty because you feel like you should have said something different or done something different or observed something differently. Some of that may be more accurately described as regret instead of guilt. Now, I talked about that recently with my friend Nancy Weil on podcast 288. You may have heard that. If you haven't, I will put a link to that in the show notes in case you want to go back and listen. But I want to talk about a different kind of guilt right now. Maybe you feel responsible or guilty because of something your child did, especially if that action caused the death of others. Now, this is the case of a mom who emailed me quite a while back. Her son died in a car accident. He crossed the center line, and he not only lost his own life, but he also cost the lives of two others. Now, as you can imagine, the pain this parent carried was unbearable, and she let me know how guilty she felt that her son had done this. But here's the truth. It was an accident. No matter the reason he crossed the line, whether it was a distraction or recklessness, maybe falling asleep, there's no indication that he did it with the intention of killing himself, much less others. It was unplanned. And that's what defines an accident. An accident is something unplanned that happened. Accidents happen. You may have even said those words in the past to someone in a different situation. No one is to blame. That is the whole premise of an accident. It wasn't planned. Could it have been avoided or prevented? Maybe, but it was still an accident and not done intentionally. It also was not the mom's fault. She wasn't the one driving. She wasn't even in the car. And yet this mom was taking on the guilt and responsibility of something she admitted was her son's fault. Not intentional, but it was his doing. And somehow, that made her feel like she did not have the right to grieve the loss of her son as deeply as the other parents who lost their daughter and unborn grandchild in the same accident. Since he was the one that caused it and caused someone else to lose their life, she felt like she didn't have as much right to grieve the loss of her son. Now, if that's something along that line that you're struggling with today, that maybe you feel like I don't have a right to grieve my child the way other parents do, let me say this to your heart. You do have the right to grieve your child, no matter the circumstances. Your loss is just as real, just as painful, just as deep. You're allowed to scream, to cry, to feel. Sometimes guilt becomes a way we try to punish ourselves, thinking it makes our grief more acceptable or justifiable. But you know what? That guilt might be a way of avoiding another guilt, the guilt of allowing yourself to grieve. Let me ask you this. If you had a really close friend and her son had crossed the center line and it resulted in her son's death and the death of others, would you agree with her? That she was a bad mom? She's right. Yeah, you're right. You should feel guilty for what he did. That sounds appalling to me. I don't think any of us would do that. I hope what you would do is wrap your arms around her, telling her how sorry you are about all of it, and tell her that instead of trying to blame herself for something she had no control over, she needs to release that guilt and stop blaming herself. You might even realize that she feels guilty for grieving her own son's death, believing she doesn't have a right to be as devastated about her son's death as the parents of the one he accidentally took from them. And you would try to help her get past that and give her permission to grieve the loss of her child. It doesn't matter who else was affected by the accident he caused. You lost your son, and it is just as deep of a loss as anyone who has lost a child under any circumstances. Is it possible that you're holding on to the guilt of what your child did so that you don't have to feel guilty for grieving your own loss? There was a TED Talk I watched by the mother of one of the shooters in the 1999 Columbine School tragedy. This was like the first mass shooting that happened that was really made known here in the States. Now, her son killed 12 students and a teacher before taking his own life. Now, this mom was blamed. She was judged. She was shamed by society. You are the mom. How could you not know? How could you not know he had guns in his bedroom? How could you not know how disturbed he was? Now, she took on this guilt and shame for many years, but she eventually realized that what her son did was not her fault, and she began speaking out for a greater understanding of mental illness. And just like her, it's okay for you to let go of guilt that is not yours to carry. If you are struggling with guilt, you probably already know this in your head, but the reality of it needs to sink into your soul. Jesus already took the guilt away. He did that on the cross before you were born, before your child was born. He didn't just take the penalty of our sin, but Scripture tells us he took our shame and our guilt. Now, you may be asking God to take this feeling of guilt, but God has already wrapped that gift, and it's waiting for you. When Jesus was carrying the burden of the cross, he was also carrying the burden of your guilt and shame, like I said. But we need to hear that maybe over and over again, more than once. Jesus carried the burden of your guilt and your shame. I think maybe a better prayer might be, instead of asking God to take this guilt from me, take this pain from me, maybe it would be, Lord, help me to accept your gift, releasing myself of this guilt that is not mine to carry. It isn't mine because the accident or the circumstances around my child's death is not a guilt for me to carry. It isn't mine because you already took all the guilt and the shame, and you paid the price for it in my place. It's paid for. Help me to learn how to walk in that freedom. If Christ is in you, then freedom is in you. It doesn't work to try to get free from where we've been, because then our focus is on what has us trapped. But we need to step into the freedom that we already have. If Christ is in us, then freedom is in us as well. We usually think along this line when we're thinking about sin, that Christ has set us free from sin. But let's think this through. Unforgiveness is a sin, yes? And isn't that guilt coming from not forgiving yourself? Now, we just said unforgiveness is a sin. I'm not saying this to add on more guilt, but giving you another reason to let yourself off the hook. The truth sets us free, and the truth is, this is not yours to carry. Jesus carried it for you, and so it's something that you receive from him. You receive that gift. You allow him. You exchange. You exchange the guilt or the shame, whatever it is you're carrying that has to do with your child's death, you exchange it for the peace and for the release of that. I want to circle back to how we started by reminding you, you are not being punished. God is not angry with you. He's not turned his back on you. And if you're struggling with guilt, whether it's over your child's death or maybe your parenting or some imagined what if, Jesus sees it all. He carried it all, and he is offering you freedom and peace. I encourage you to reach out and accept that wonderful gift. People are signing up. Rooms are being booked. For what? For our GPS Hope and Healing Retreat this October in New York State. This will be a small, intimate group that comes together to be ministered to and to share our children with each other. This retreat will be extra special as Dr. Doug and BJ Jensen of Healing Hallelujah Ministries will be joining us. Doug and BJ are friends of ours, and they have an incredible ministry of doing American Sign Language to music, along with sharing words of hope from God based on their own experience of child loss. It is so moving. I mean, music is a pathway to the soul. And when you watch them do these motions and sign languages to these songs that are already bringing healing to our soul, it's incredible. You're not going to want to miss it. Friday night, we usually have a relaxing evening with supper. We get to know each other and our kids, and there's just a short word of encouragement. Saturday consists of a few times for sessions, along with plenty of free time to go off on your own or chat with each other as perivers. And there's also time set aside where the men will do an activity with Dave and Doug, and the women will spend time with myself and BJ. Saturday night is a very meaningful, unique candlelight ceremony in honor of our children. And then Sunday morning, there's a final session with a very special closing ceremony and a brunch before we all say our final goodbyes and head home refreshed and strengthened. With such a small, intimate group, you'll be able to laugh together, grow together, cry together, and receive a measure of healing together emotionally, spiritually, you know, the work that God wants to do to just bring you a greater measure of healing. To find out more, go to gpshope.org/retreat, and I will put a link to that in the show notes as well. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Carrie Lee Venning Birrell was born on June 19th and left us at age 25. Cassie Martinez was born on June 20th and left us at age 19. We celebrate the day these two came into the world and into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a special day and worth celebrating. Before wrapping this up, I want to say thank you to Ho Tech Min from Singapore for sponsoring today's episode, along with the other June episodes, in memory of his daughter Emma, who left this earth at a young age of 10 years old. Emma loved to sing and used to make up songs about being a bean sprout, giving her the nickname of Emma Bean Sprout. Thank you, Tech Min, for showing your gratefulness for the Grieving Parent Sharing Hope podcast by sponsoring the month of June's episodes to make sure others have the opportunity to hear the same message of hope that you have received through this podcast. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. If this episode spoke to you, I invite you to share it with another grieving parent who might be quietly carrying guilt themselves or asking, "Is God punishing me?" And if you'd like more encouragement, I have put together a free resource called 10 Tips to Overcome Guilt. You can download it through the link in the show notes. It's okay to grieve while holding on to grace, which means letting go of guilt and letting go of the lie that God is punishing you. Until next time, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.